Hi there, this is Toby here from Integral Meditation Asia. I'm going to be giving you an introduction to the practice of enlightened flow. And what we're going to be doing with just to start is to do a little bit of meditation. Why not? Just to try to identify experientially the experience of enlightened flow. So please find yourself a nice comfortable position in your chair or on the floor, wherever you're seated. The main thing is that your back should be reasonably straight, your ears and shoulders in line with each other, so that the weight of your upper body is travelling comfortably down your spine, down your torso, into your hips and into the chair. Eyes either gently closed or slightly open. And I'd like you to take a few slightly deeper breaths as you're breathing in, breathing your awareness into your body, into the core of your body, which is into the center of your chest, or the center of your torso as you inhale. And then as you breathe out, feel your mind and body relaxing from this physical center, relaxing outwards from the core of your torso, from the center of your chest, just as you're breathing out. You can feel your mind and body relaxing, releasing tension as you exhale. Okay, so just let your breathing return to a natural, comfortable rhythm now. As you're breathing in, be aware of your breathing. As you're breathing out, feel yourself relaxing into the natural flow of awareness of your body and your breathing in the present moment. And I'd like you to place your attention upon the experience of your physical body and your senses. And I'd just like you to note the flow of physical sensation and awareness that is coming into your mind through your body and through your senses. Being aware of the sensation of your body on the chair or on the floor, of the sensation of the material of your clothing upon your skin, of the experiences of comfort and discomfort within the musculature of your body, sense of the air across your skin, the sounds coming into your ears, any smells, sensation of the breathing as it moves in and out of the nostrils, the light filtering into your eyes. Even if your eyes are closed, there's still a quality of light and color. So I'd just like you to enter into the flow of awareness of your physical and sensory consciousness. And you're breathing in, you're aware of your physical body and your senses. As you're breathing out, you're relaxing into that flow of physical and sensory awareness. We're just allowing ourselves to pay attention to and enter into the flow of our sensory and physical awareness, entering into the flow of our body awareness, just allowing ourselves to be observers, to be watchers, and just go with the flow of our body awareness. I'd like us to switch our attention now to the experience of mental flow. So that is, rather than paying attention to the flow of our body awareness and senses, we're paying attention to the natural, easy flow of thoughts, images, ideas, and emotions through our mental awareness. Just note how each thought or idea or image or emotion arises within our mind, stays there for a while, as long as we pay attention to it, then naturally, as our attention to it just fades into the background to be replaced by a new thought that arises within our mental awareness. So our only task here is to be the observer, to be the watcher, from moment to moment, and just allow the flow of thoughts and images to come into our awareness and to flow out of our awareness naturally, without interfering. For the purposes of this exercise, we're not really so concerned about the positivity or negativity of the images, or the main thing is that we're just watching them and allowing them to be there for as long as they feel they need to be, and then just allowing them to be released, to dissolve away, the next set of images to arise. And then I'd like us now to switch the focus of our flowing awareness once more, and rather than focusing upon our body awareness or our mental awareness, I'd just like you to focus upon the experience of awareness itself. So that is to say, just the pure experience of being aware, and the experience of spaciousness that pure or natural experience of awareness has. We're just gently turning our attention away from the flow of thoughts and images in our mind, away from our senses and body awareness. We'll still be peripherally aware of these things, but we're just choosing to focus now upon the experience of just being aware itself. So, whereas previously we were observing with our awareness, now we are examining what it feels like, what the experience is of just the awareness itself. So slightly tricky, because just in the sense that our pure awareness or awareness itself doesn't have any physical or mental characteristics, it's not a particular type of thought or body or sensation or emotion. It's just awareness. open, spacious, knowing, but it's not actually doing anything other than that fundamental experience of knowing. So it's not changing from moment to moment, it just is. And you're breathing in, focusing on your awareness of awareness itself. As you breathe out, relaxing into the natural, easy flow of that awareness, of self-awareness. And allowing yourself to relax into that peaceful, calm, spacious, expansive flow of pure awareness. Okay, so when you're ready and without being in a hurry, over the next few breaths, as you breathe in, breathing your awareness and the energy of the meditation into your physical body, into the cellular structure, grounding it into the here and now as you inhale, and as you breathe out, becoming aware of the space in which you are meditating, the physical space where you're meditating. And then without being in a hurry, you can open your eyes and bring the meditation to a close. Okay, so the way in which I want to approach this talk on Enlightened Flow is to begin with a quote from Zen, which says, the ordinary mind is the enlightened mind. So when we are thinking about connecting to the experience of enlightened flow, we are not talking about something esoteric, something that is something wild or wacky. What we are trying to connect to, and the fundamental enlightenment experience itself is trying to connect to, is simply the state of awareness that is in front of our nose all the time. So how is this? How is the ordinary mind the enlightened mind? So if we take the example of the meditation exercise that we just did, we were practicing three types of flowing awareness. The first was awareness of the natural moment-to-moment flow of our senses and our physical body awareness, the information coming from our physical body and from our senses. And the second type of flow that we were practicing was the awareness of our mental flow, the natural momentum of thoughts, feelings, images and emotions flowing through our mind from moment to moment, and just engaging in a process of mental flow simply by becoming the observer of this flow, by choosing to watch rather than to participate, and by choosing to separate our awareness from our thoughts rather than allowing our identity to become consumed by them. And then the third type of awareness was where we were practicing awareness of awareness itself. So slightly trickier, just because the object that we're focusing on, awareness itself, is somewhat more subtle, and it doesn't have any physical or mental characteristics. When you're talking about awareness, you're just talking about an open space that has the potential to know. It's not characterized by a particular type of thought or a particular physical appearance. It's just the experience of knowing, of being aware, of consciousness itself. So, as we develop as human beings, we start out as children and as babies initially by developing our identity around our physical self, our body. So we develop a what in psychological terminology is called the body self. So we learn to separate our body as a baby from the body of our mother and from our environment. We identify it as ours and develop a sense of self around that that body. So as our as we grow up, our consciousness develops, and we develop an emotional self, that is to say, a self based around not our physical body, but based around our own experience of emotions. So we learn to distinguish the fact that we have different and individual emotions that are distinct from our mothers or our siblings or our fathers or whatever. And we develop a sense of self based around how we feel. Okay, so that's, as human beings naturally grow up and evolve, you develop this second level of self, which is based around the way we feel and the way we emote the feelings we're having. So as we grow up, we then start to develop our mind and what in psychological terms is called our self-concept. And essentially this is a self that is based around the way we think and conceive ourselves and the world around us. And we distinguish ourselves as an individual human being through this mental self, through this self that is based around a series of mental constructs. So in terms of what is meant by enlightenment, first of all, with this mental self, there are many different levels upon which this mental self can evolve and become more individualized, deeper, more capable, more effective, more loving, and so forth. So this mental self can evolve in many, many levels and many, many different ways for the better. But when we're talking about the experience of enlightenment, what we're talking about is another leap in the development of the self, whereby we start to become aware of another dimension of selfness, if you like, that lies beyond the mind. So when the mind stops thinking and emoting, there is something that lies behind that, lies beyond that. And very, very simply put, that self is the self that we start to experience when thinking ceases and we start to focus upon the experience of awareness itself, which we did again in that meditation exercise. We were in that last third section, we were focusing just upon the open, spacious experience of awareness itself. So in terms of what is traditionally meant by enlightenment within the different meditation traditions of the world, enlightenment happens when you start, your identity is no longer limited by the confines of your mental self, of your history, your mental capacity, your capacity to think, and starts to, or makes this leap into this formless, timeless, limitless dimension of pure awareness, where there are no limits to your being. So this doesn't mean that your body self and that your emotional and mental self dissolve away. They remain, but there is a new dimension to yourself, which is the self which is not limited by the mind, not limited by emotions, and not limited by the body, that is just pure, open, expansive awareness. And this awareness, on one level, you know, it's just an open, empty space. But on another level, it is also a tremendous fountain of incredible creative energy, of limitless creative energy. And when we connect to this kind of formless, timeless experience of pure awareness and start to allow ourselves to enter into that space then starts to inform the evolution of our mind, of our emotions, and of our physical body, and So, and to stimulate the evolution of our mind, emotions and our body as well. So when we're talking about enlightened flow, what we're talking about is finding different ways of leaping into that space of pure awareness that lies beyond the body and mind, and allowing our awareness, our sense of self, our sense of and our mind to just enter into an identification with that experience of formless, timeless, spacious awareness. And to the extent that we're able to enter into that experience and allow our sense of self, our fundamental deep sense of self, to become identified with that formless, limitless, timeless, creative, spacious awareness that lies beyond our mind and body, to that extent you can say we are enlightened in this particular sense of the word that I'm talking about in terms of the different meditation traditions of the world. Enlightenment in terms of those traditions means the shift of identity from the body, from the mind, to awareness itself, the limitless, formless, timeless, creative awareness that lies beyond our ordinary body and mind. So enlightened flow is really about learning different ways of entering into that space of pure awareness, and learning to leverage upon that space in order to stimulate the evolution of our body, emotions and mind on one level, but also just allow ourselves to move into a state of deep relaxation and regeneration each day that is helpful just simply for coping with the pressures of daily life. So we're trying to set up a win-win situation here where we are really thinking, okay, so what's the really the best way of that I can use that 10 or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour that I try to put aside every day for meditation? What's the really the best use that I can put that time aside for? So sure, there are various different meditation techniques that you can use that will help you to de-stress and to calm down and to find a space of rest and regeneration. But really with enlightened flow, we are saying, okay, yes, these techniques for enlightened flow will do that as well. We'll do that. But as well as doing that, they will start to open up this kind of evolutionary space of enlightenment, of enlightened awareness, and start to help to articulate the enlightened self in a very real way in our daily life. And so the techniques for enlightened flow that I'm going to be teaching are really about different ways of entering into that space of pure awareness, which will perform the function of an ordinary basic meditation practice in terms of stress management and calmness and positivity and all that, but it will also offer the next stage of depth and potential that your meditation practice can really start to give rise to. So to come back to the original point that I made, the process of enlightened flow is not about going somewhere wild or esoteric. It's just about finding that experience of enlightenment in the ordinary mind that you're living with right now. So the techniques in the enlightened flow practices are pretty simple. They teach you how to find enlightened flow through your physical body, through your physical awareness of your physical being. They help you to access your enlightened flow through awareness of your mental being, through your mind, and they help you. Thirdly, a technique for accessing your enlightened flow by meditating upon your sense of self, or developing your sense of self through the practice of enlightened flow, so that your final enlightened self reveals itself to you through that particular meditation practice. So the techniques that we use are, I mean, really, they are kind of extensions of the original meditation that we did at the beginning of this talk, and they are, each of them are different ways of leveraging on that fundamental experience of awareness of the body, awareness of the mind, awareness of the self, to really help you to take that next leap, or take that next kind of, find that next level of your meditation practice through engaging in enlightened flow meditation. Okay, so I've pretty much covered everything that I wanted to cover in this talk. I hope you enjoy the meditation and the experience of the talk that I've just engaged in. And, well, thank you very much for listening and taking the time. This is Toby Ubrey from Integral Meditation Asia.